Blackstone Audio presents Soul Cage by Tetsuya Honda, translated by Giles Murray. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller, Josh Bloomberg, and Fyodor Chin.
Prologue. I read somewhere that prisoners on death row got a cigarette and a bean jam bun just before their execution. Tadaharu Mishima was lounging by himself, eating a bean jam bun. Someone must have doled them out to the work crew at the 3 o'clock break, and Mishima had either saved his or pocketed a second one. It was white and powdery on the outside, with smooth, creamy paste on the inside. I couldn't bear to look at him, so I turned and stared out the window. Work had ended for the day, and the sun was streaming straight into the building. We were up on the 9th floor, level with the late afternoon sun. The building was like a great black shadow, a huge gravestone in the vast graveyard of Tokyo. But I could hear the song of the cicadas. Or is my memory playing tricks on me? I turned away from the window and looked back at the room. Because of the sudden contrast, everything seemed to have fused together in one dark mass. The bare concrete walls, the burlap sacks crammed with rubble, the profile of Mishima as he perched on top of them. All I could see was the silhouette of a face eating the silhouette of a bun, wordlessly and slowly. I lit a cigarette to get my courage up. I felt a tiny burst of heat at the end of my nose. I inhaled, then expelled the smoke. "Is there, like, nothing you can do?" I asked. The jaw stopped.